This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More Americans of many income levels are going to college, but if the question isn't going but graduating, a big problem comes into focus. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
The study found more students from all income brackets are going to college. Laura Perna, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and an author of the study, says that helps all of us.
So our society benefits from the increase in tax base. It also benefits from lower reliance on social welfare programs.
But the study found graduation rates are skewed. For instance, only a fifth of poor college students graduate by 24. For children of the richest families, 99% do. And in the past 10 years, the cost of a diploma has skyrocketed. Public universities now collect more from students' tuitions than from state funds. That's because students are paying more and states are paying less. Sandy Baum, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, says that while many more low-income students qualify for grants and other aid, that doesn't mean it's easier for them to attend.
A lot of people are using student loans to get by and for all kinds of expenses they would have had even if they hadn't gone to college.
All this underlines that the costs associated with attending college are much more complex than just tuition, books, and board. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.